Friday, 6th of May 2011, summertime in Oroville. The humidity 50 to 75%, heat index 44 degrees, temperature high today 37 degrees Celsius, and tonight down to 29. Winds southerly to southwesterly 18 to 26 kilometers per hour. Well, there's a photo exhibition at Oralec Cafeteria, The Secret of the Moving Rocks. California's Valley of Death has scientists perplexed. Huge stones are moving around, sometimes faster than pedestrians. Some move in pairs, some downhill, and some uphill, but nobody has seen them moving. What makes those rocks move? Sailing stones, sliding rocks, and moving rocks all refer to a geological phenomenon where rocks do move in long tracks along a smooth valley floor without human or animal intervention. This has been recorded and studied in a number of places around Racetrack Playa and Death Valley, where the number and length of travel grooves are notable. The force behind their movement is not understood, and it's the subject of research. Stones with rough bottoms leave straight striated tracks, while those with smooth bottoms wander. Stones sometimes turn over, exposing another edge to the ground, leaving a different track in the stone's wake. Trails differ in both direction and length. Rocks that start next to each other may travel parallel for a time before one abruptly changes direction to the left or right, or even back in the direction it came from. And the trail length also varies. Two similarly sized and shaped rocks may travel uniformly, and then one could move ahead or stop in its tracks. The photo exhibition is open from 8 until 5 p.m. Well, the Oroville Institute of Integral Health has recently been granted building permission by L'Avenir and the financial approval by FAMC. Construction has begun opposite Surrender on the Crown Road. The architects are Helmut and Shailaja. A short name has been sought for the institute, and a number of suitable names with appropriate meanings have been submitted, but when the name Kadamba was suggested, the team unanimously felt Kadamba would be a great name for the institute. Kadamba is the name of a large tree native to Asia. Supramental sun is the significance given by the mother, and the Latin name Anthocephalus indicus. Kadamba is a Sanskrit word meaning dove, which is a symbol of peace and hope. And the Kadamba tree has medicinal use. Its timber, root bark, flowers, and leaves are used in many ways. For instance, the leaves, whose extract contains kadambin and dihydroconconine, are used for curing diabetes. An obituary, Orovillian Tenzin Dolkar, born in Nepal of Tibetan nationality and mother of two, suffered in the early morning of Friday, April 22nd, an accident on her motorbike on the road near Unity Transport Service office. She underwent brain surgery that day at PIMS Hospital. Although her condition initially appeared stable, she left her body on April 27th due to cardiac arrest. She was 31 years young. Tenzin first came for a short time to Oroville as a 16-year-old and then returned for good in 2003 along with her then 3-year-old son, Rondo. Many people will remember her from the Deja Vu restaurant, which she managed, and from the much-appreciated takeaway Momo service. At the end of the day of her passing, the Tibetan Pavilion organized a puja night for her with prayers, chanting, and love. And on 28th, her body arrived in the Oroville Health Center's farewell room, where it remained until noon the next day, accompanied by the chanting of a Tibetan monk. Cremation took place at Adventure's farewell grounds in the afternoon of the 29th, where Tibetan chanted prayers filled the air. Tenzin's ashes were scattered in the Bay of Bengal by young Rondo the following morning. Love goes out to this brave young woman and to her sons Rondo and Sansone and her close friends. Dear Tenzin, Tashe Delek. And this from the mother. The center of organization and transformation is always the presence of the psychic in the body. It's therefore a gross mistake to believe that progress continues, or even, as some might imagine, that it's more complete and more quick in the periods of transition between two physical lives. Generally, there's no progress at all because the psychic enters into rest and the other parts, after a more or less ephemeral life in their own domain, dissolve. Terrestrial life is the place for progress. It's here upon Earth that progress is possible and during the period of earthly existence. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Miriam and Yahlom. Questions and comments? Contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.